Intro music.
Wait, that's not it.
What?
He's no good to me, Dad.
Intro music. Intro music.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
It sure is.
Yeah, but as I say often, it's not near as complicated as podcasting, apparently, because we still don't have our act together, Rob. What's going on?
Hi, welcome to Amateur Hour, boys and girls.
Yes, indeed. Otherwise known as Bantha Milk Podcast, you have made it to yet another episode. Congratulations. We are here. You are not. But that's okay. We're with each other. All just you and me. What's happening to our audio, Rob?
I'm turning it down.
Oh, I lost myself.
Yeah, I think it was peaking.
It was
so
peaking.
Maybe... we're still trying to figure this out.
This is what we're saying. This is what we're talking about, y'all. Amateur hour. That's okay. Welcome to yet another episode of Bantha Milk Podcast. It's been a crazy week. I'm having a... Oh, look at this. Dear. You see this? Look at this. The mic just came out of the stand. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Hold on.
So there we go. Okay, so I just turned the headphone level up really high, but then turned the main level down.
There we go.
Huge difference there. All right.
So this is obviously a podcast about how not to do podcasts.
How to not do a podcast.
Yes.
Exactly.
But here we are. It does look like we are here for yet another episode. There's been a lot going on this week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been an interesting Star Wars week. It's been a good week for us in our group. We've had a lot of group activity that we'd like to talk about today. How has life been for you? Anything new happen in your life, Rob?
Let's see. Oh, well, no.
No?
No, I didn't do it. I mean... It's been the temperature of Mustafar this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Here in South Jersey.
Yeah,
so.
the two suns of South Jersey have been shining upon us. It's like in Super Mario 3 when you have that really angry sun that always tries to kill you.
Happening in Jersey right now. We've been having a whole bunch of that. So, I've just, Nick and I have talked about it numerous times, how we're both teachers. And so... I have nothing to do during the day right now.
That's a good thing.
Which is a very good thing. So I've been spending a lot of time at the pool because it's so hot. There's nothing else to do except for go to the pool. So
you might consider maybe buying a new mode of transportation.
You know, I thought about that, but then I found out that other people have already done that. That being you.
Oh yeah, been a big week for Nick. That's right.
Bought yourself a new
whip. Yes, indeed. I got a motorcycle. First time in my life ever deciding to do something kind of crazy. But you know what? It's been a blast, and we're gonna get you in on the action today.
Yes.
She's a beautiful gal. You can catch her on any of our social media, which we'll talk about in just a minute here. We're gonna go ahead and see what Bantha Milk Podcast wants to name my old girl. 2012 Honda Shadow Spirit. Runs like a well-oiled machine, purrs like a kitten, and I want to give her a Star Wars branded name, because why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you?
Right. So we're gonna get that going in a little bit here. But what do you got to drink today, Rob?
I'm drinking the same thing I was drinking last week because it was delicious. So I have once again Boulevard Brewing Company's Space Camper Cosmic IPA.
All right.
Once again, going that. You got something different over
there.
Yeah,
I thought I'd try something else. This is Urban Village Brewing Company in Philadelphia, PA, right across the river over there. How you doing over there? This is Super Villain IPA.
Nice. Right? Super Villain.
If you're catching us on YouTube, we are streaming live on YouTube right now. You see it's got a nice little, I guess that would be what? Doctor, what's that one? I'm a bad geek. It's from Fantastic Four, right?
I guess, yeah.
Kind of looks
know.
Like that guy. I don't know. He looks pretty evil to me.
He looks like just about every bad guy that you've seen in any type of comic book.
That's true. Right? Generic supervillain, but I'm excited to try the beer. I'm going to give it a little crack here. Let's see how this goes. Ready? Oh, I got to get my fingernail under it. Ready? Yeah, go. Yeah. Oh,
nice.
That was synchronized, Rob.
That was very good.
I really like that.
Very good.
Cheers, my friend. Here we go.
Still Super just villain. As delicious as last week.
Super Villain's pretty good. I got to say, I'm not a huge beer drinker. I like a beer occasionally, and IPAs I'm always scared of for whatever reason. I just always think they're going to, I don't know, hurt me.
Well, they're very hoppy.
Yeah.
You know, and because of that, a lot of them do have a very high ABV.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what it is on this one. Let's see. It doesn't taste that strong. I guess legally speaking, they're supposed to tell you that, right? Oh, 6.5.
So... For not tasting that strong, for 6.5,
that's a pretty high alcohol.
It's pretty high
beer.
Alcohol content. Yes, it is.
All right, so we're gonna see what happens at the end of this right here, right? Oh boy!
See see how long Nick's staying afterwards.
Yes, indeed. But we have news about the podcast too, right? Didn't we jump over to a whole new voyage here?
Yes, we did. So we've been running and doing our own thing under the Ears Up umbrella for, I don't know, 8-10 months now.
Yeah, maybe? Almost a year now. Almost cheers, year fellas, now, over at Ears Up. We
thank
love you,
Jason, and all the gang over there at Ears Up. Thank indeed. You very much. But since then, Shell says, hi, guys. I love Amateur Hour.
Are you guys in the same room again, finally?
Yes,
yes
we
are,
Shell. We are in the same
room again.
Yeah, we are
in Bantha Milk headquarters. You know, the this is where you get the pulse of Bantha Milk Nation, right in this basement.
Yes, right here in the
basement.
We're
in an underground bunker.
We are in a safe
far
bunker.
Far below the New Jersey Pine Barrens. just to conceal our location in case, any troublemakers... You know?
Right. Want to try and find us and, you know, stalk us and all that good stuff.
Yes, indeed.
We're that famous.
That's right. So, we are. Right.
So, we are here.
I could reach out and touch Rob.
You
there
could.
He is.
Let's see. No. Maybe my hand will show up in his.
Come on. Bring it over. No, we can't do it.
Still not there. We're in the same room. We are just, it is very exciting. Yes. We're in the same room. We are just far enough away that we can't touch each other, though.
Yes. That's how I feel like it always is, Rob. There's something always between us.
We are definitely keeping our social distancing even still.
That's right. Although we are both double vaccinated.
We are, so we're quadruple vaxxed all together.
Yes, indeed, all four. Well, it's 2x2, right? Or is it 2^2, which I guess would be the same thing, right?
I think, maybe 2^2. I think it still works out to be 4. So
yes. I'm a musician, not a mathematician.
what were we talking about?
We jumped ship,
yeah. So now we're on a new provider for our podcast, which really doesn't change anything for you guys except for the fact that now if you're listening on our podcast and not watching us live, Shell's only 2 hours away. She's going to try and hunt us down somehow.
Oh, no.
If you are listening to us on YouTube, this won't affect you at all, but if you're listening to us in the car or on the beach or whatever, listening to the podcast, there will now be a commercial before the show starts, one right after our Star Wars news segment, and then also 2 more at the end of it.
Oh, Shell is Sammy's.
Oh,
Shell is Sammy's.
Hi, Sammy's. Oh, my goodness.
Look at that. I was wondering. I was like, I don't think I've seen Shell in our chat before.
Yes. And Sammy's, hey, buddy, she's been pretty silent on Star Wars Galaxies recently.
Yeah, you know, Rob's still playing, man. He's been missing you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
The Nerdopolis folk.
And the nice thing is she, even though she's very rarely do we see her on there, she keeps her dancer up dancing and running for everybody else. She cares about everybody else so much. Yeah, doing the buffs and stuff. So thank you, Sammy's, for that.
Yeah,
it's great seeing you, Shell. And we are in the same room. I know she's in the same boat that we are. She works in education as well, and she's been struggling through the COVID time. So I'm sure you are having a much better time now with it, that you can actually unmask a little bit more than we could before.
Yeah, you know, I haven't worn a mask in like 2 weeks, a week and a half maybe. It's been great.
So it's funny. When this whole thing first started, like if you didn't wear a mask – you were a Republican, you were an anti-vaxxer, you were too good, you didn't have to wear a mask, you know. But now, if you wear a mask now you're the anti-vaxxers. Because when you walk into the stores, they go, you don't need to, she was sick and busy, I'm trying to come back. Excellent. Now, like all the signs say, if you're vaxxed, you don't need to wear a mask when you walk into the store. So now I feel weird wearing a mask, because I'm like, I am vaxxed. But I'm still a little cautious when I walk into stores. Still a little concerned.
I just let people do with it. You know, I'm vaccinated. I know I'm vaccinated, so I'm going to deal with me. And that's the only person I can really deal with.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You too.
Yeah, Sammy, thank you so much. So good to have you here. Come on back. Tell your friends, right? Tell everyone.
Tell everyone, yes.
What are we on now? What is our new podcast provider?
So the new podcast provider, its name is Megaphone.
Megaphone. But yeah, you can still catch us, you know, going to our website, BanthaMilkPodcast.com, and it's just as easy as that.
And everything works all the same way. Like it's going to upload to Spotify, it's going to upload to Apple Music, to Google Play, all that good stuff. Everything is all going to be the same as it was before. It's just now we can throw a commercial in there where we can hopefully make some money out of this. And
we can make a better world for you.
Pay for some of the stuff that I put on the credit card many, many moons ago.
That's right. So, if only they could find us on social media more easily.
I know. I wish there was a way. I wish we could talk to them about how to find us on social media.
And while our YouTube watchers are going to watch us blankly stare at each other for a while. Sorry, right. You won't be able to hear this,
You
folks.
May not be able to hear this on YouTube, but...
But here's a time
for you to
get
on the
drink.
Podcast, you will be able to hear this. So listen up.
Hey, if you're interested in more Star Wars info, want to chat, or even want to send us some Star Wars drink recipes, please be sure to check us out on all of our social media platforms. You can catch us on Instagram and Facebook at Bantha Milk Podcast, Twitter at Bantha Milk. You can email us at BanthaMilkPodcast@gmail.com, or even check out our website, BanthaMilkPodcast.com.
And don't forget to check out our sister podcast over at the Ears Up Network. Our friends over at Ears Up help us a whole lot, so give them and their many shows a listen. Their shows include Ears Up, Ears Up in Depth, The Supreme Resort, and Scraping the Vault. Also, be sure to check out their Patreon at patreon.com/earswithaZup. For as little as $2 a month, you can help support our show. Any donations sent their way directly help us here at Bantha Milk Podcast and comes with great perks. So please, check them out today.
Yes, make sure you check out Ears Up, our friends over there. Rob, weren't you just on an Ears Up podcast recently?
I was, yes. So I've been listening to all their old shows. So I texted Jason, said it would be really funny if you guys had comments about what you said many, many moons ago and see if your comments and feelings were the same as they were back then.
Sure.
So the first one that I was on, they actually did their bucket list in 2015, what their bucket list would have been, or 2014, the very end of 2014. And it was cool because they were able to actually check off some of the things from their bucket list. And some of their things from their bucket list were, they're like, can't do that anymore. So they said their bucket list would have actually changed in the past 7 years. So it's fun to see what you thought many, many moons ago compared to what you think now and how you feel.
Turns out people evolve and change.
It is weird, imagine, isn't it? That's strange. Imagine so that. Weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. But we've got a lot of news and we've got a lot of stuff to get into. So why don't we dive right in, Rob?
Let's dive into Star Wars news. And, Shell, you're not going to be able to hear this again, unfortunately.
It happens.
But watch the playback or listen on our podcast. And
yes,
you'll
indeed.
Definitely be able to hear it on the podcast.
Star Wars news.
So we got a lot of news going on.
We do
on,
have
right?
a lot of news
so,
going on.
So start me up, Rob. What do we got?
So first... I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know...
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
I've heard of him.
Do you know what a Fire Spray 31 class patrol and attack ship is?
You know, using my deductive reasoning skills and using context clues, I am going to go ahead and say that it is a type of starship.
Correct.
Man,
very
I'm,
good.
I'm batting 1,000 at it.
So there's no tricking you. Yes, this is a very specific type of starship that is in the news right now.
Ah, is it perhaps, does it belong to a beloved character in the
yes,
franchise?
Yes, it does. It belongs to, that is the official name of the whole class of ship that our good friend Boba Fett and before him his, I was going to say dad, but it's not his dad, it's clone, what would he be?
I mean, he saw him as his dad.
He did? I
right?
guess
he called
did.
Him dad.
Okay, yeah.
Which is interesting because we got some news in Bad Batch today, or this I guess this past couple of weeks that kind of lends itself to that too. So that's interesting. But yeah. I guess technically it's just his donor,
his cloner donor,
his cloner donor. That's it.
Cloner donor.
That's right.
So yeah, so his cloner donor, Jango Fett and Boba Fett's spaceship. That Lego is no longer calling by its call sign of Slave One.
Yeah, well, you know, we definitely don't want to be a slave to our franchise owners, you know, it's a real
right.
problem.
Right. So,
yeah, people are pretty upset about this.
People are upset. people are very upset about this.
I am wondering, so was there an official announcement or was it just they released a Lego set and it's not called Slave One in the Lego set?
So, it's like they haven't released the Lego set. The Lego set doesn't come out until August.
Okay.
But they made an announcement that there's a new Boba Fett Starship Lego set coming out in August.
Right.
And it is not being called Slave One anymore.
So do you think that's an official retcon, or is this just a marketing thing where they're just not throwing the word Slave One on the packaging?
So, and that was, originally everybody was up in arms because they thought they were getting rid of Slave One collectively for the whole thing, all gone.
Interesting.
And no, you can't do that. You can't change the name. I understand why they want to change the name, because, but there's also many lots of times, even in Star Wars, where they talk about slaves.
Slavery. Yeah, the Wookiees are enslaved.
Yeah.
The word Anakin. Slave is not a dirty word. You know, right. I understand there's a lot of social implication behind it and a lot of really terrible things that are still happening all over the world. Really?
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, I've often said that I would love to get a custom license plate that says Slave One for my car because I love Boba Fett. Sure. I love Boba Fett's ship. I have it. You can't really see it, but it's up on the shelf behind me.
It sure is.
I have, you know, and I'm like, that won't be approved, you know? Yeah. So, so there's a lot of talk about it. So what they're now saying is any toy sets or whatever, any marketing, it's not going to be in any marketing, but they're not removing the name from
canon.
And right. Even if you go to StarWars.com's website and look up Boba Fett's ship, it still just says Slave One.
Okay. I mean,
so it's on StarWars.com still. It's just not going to be on any of the toys. And do you know who Mark Anthony Austin is?
I know that name. Yeah, it's the original Boba Fett.
The original Boba Fett. So people asked him, what does he feel about it? So he's on Instagram
He was upset, right?
He was very upset. He said you shouldn't change it. Keep the name. I don't know why you're changing it. And then he got a whole bunch of flack. He goes, don't ask me my opinion if you don't want my opinion.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, his opinion was, I don't like the fact that you're getting rid of the name. That's the name of the ship. So that is the first bit of news that I have. Do you have any news I have other stuff as well.
No news in particular. We are going to tie into the name of a ship in just a little bit here, right? So be on your toes for that.
This little bit of news is, I guess this would even be old news, but it was re-brought up over the past 2 weeks because of a little fellow named Seth Green. I don't know if you ever heard of that guy.
I have heard of him.
Okay, so fun story, a mutual friend of ours, his father.
Dave Filoni?
Nope. Okay. But Dave Filoni will be on the show tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, he got back to you.
Yeah, he got back to me. He's going to be on the show tonight.
Is he going to take a shuttle in or something?
Yeah. So the Uber, I got him an Uber X.
Uber X.
Not just a regular Uber.
Wow.
Uber X is on the way, so hopefully he'll get here before the show ends.
Picking him up at the Philadelphia airport?
Picking him up at the Philadelphia airport, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so stick around. If you're here listening, man, Dave's a close friend of the show, been on multiple times. We're excited to talk to him at the end of the show.
Well, he's come multiple times. We always run out of time.
No, what I mean is that his name has been on the show.
Oh, right, yes.
You know, we've talked about him plenty,
yeah.
So, he's finally going to be here.
So he's finally
going to,
yeah, so he's coming in. UberX is waiting. I just got an update on my phone that they're leaving Philadelphia Airport very soon.
Nice.
But Seth Green, his dad was, way back in the day, very good friends with a mutual friend of ours' dad as well, and they were in each other's weddings.
Really?
Yes, but they're not friends. Seth Green and our mutual friend are not friends.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, because they moved to California and I guess lost touch. But if you want to see what Seth Green's dad looks like, I can get you some wedding pictures from my friend, our friend's dad, who was friends with Seth Green's dad.
Sounds totally worth it.
It's so worth it. I don't even think that story was worth it.
That's all right. You know, hey, Bantha Milk Nation, someone we know
Seven
knows
degrees.
A father of someone famous. Oh, man, it's a wonder we don't have 7 million listeners.
I know, right? With stories like that, right? We should have millions of listeners.
Sammy's is here. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. But Seth Green made a Disney show right before Disney got bought
a Star Wars show.
Made a Star Wars show right before Star Wars got bought by Disney. It was called Star Wars Detours.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It was like a silly cartoon, and there's like a trailer that you can find of it, but that's it.
Hmm.
It was announced with great fanfare at Star Wars Celebration in 2012. And he worked with George Lucas a lot on making all these like fun cartoons and stuff, kind of like what they did with Robot Chicken. And there were 39 episodes that were finished for broadcast, notes green, but we finished them almost 10 years ago. And so there would have been a bit of reconfiguring of the existing stuff to make it somewhat that Disney Plus would release as a Lucasfilm offering. And the way it's been explained to me is that there hasn't been enough interest high enough up to go through what would be to put it out and then blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So let's start a campaign to get Star Wars Detours
Star Wars Detours
out on
out on Disney Plus. Yeah,
I mean, they're putting everything else on Disney Plus.
I mean, why not? I want to see more Star Wars action on Disney Plus. So yeah, write your local representatives, write to your congressmen, write to your senators, and tell them we want Star Wars detours on Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus.
And if they don't write back to you quickly,
immediately,
I would go to the office. Right.
That's right. Yeah.
And go talk to them personally.
Yep. Go to your senator's office.
Be polite.
Bang,
I mean,
bang down the doors.
Oh, Rob.
Is it too soon?
Yeah, we're gonna get in trouble.
Wearing your wolf costume or something. What did he have? He had like a
He was like a bison or something.
Bison
right?
hat or something like that. Yes, definitely
dude.
Go do that.
Oh
so.
Boy. So yeah, all right. So Star Wars detours.
Star Wars
I dig
detours.
It. And Rob, you've got some periodicals.
I
to
do
show
have
us,
some
huh?
periodicals to show you. This one is first. There's a new Star Wars Bounty Hunters comic book series.
All right.
This
I see,
one.
I see our man Boba right on front and center.
Boba's
there.
On the front. Yep. This was
Prelude.
This was from last month. So there's might even be two or three episodes out right now. I have to go try and pick up more of them, but. Pretty cool if you're into comic books, the fact that there is a new Star Wars comic book out there that you can do. This one, I read it, Boba Fett. It like kind of stops, but it's basically him taking Han Solo and Carbonite from the time he got it and then taking it to Jabba to get paid. All
right.
So that's what this whole comic series is about.
Interesting.
And then... The last book, this is a book that I'm reading right now.
This is an exciting one.
This
folks.
Is very exciting. This is Star Wars news for us.
Yeah, so sometimes we make silly comments on this show. Not about Dave Filoni, because he's totally going to come on.
Dave Filoni's
definitely
coming on.
But sometimes we exaggerate about our guests, but this is no exaggeration.
This
here.
Is no exaggeration. The author of this book, John Jackson Miller, as unless something tragic happens on the 13th of this month,
yes,
will be
indeed.
Our next show.
July 13th.
And we will be interviewing none other than John Jackson Miller, who has written about 6 or 7 Star Wars books, some other franchise, I never really heard of it before, something called Star Trek or something like
What's that? Is that with the galactic thing?
Yeah,
galactic
there's
battle,
some galactic.
Battle galactic.
Yeah, some Battlestar. Yeah, some giants with Cylons or something like that, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. So he wrote some Star Trek books. He also wrote his own science fiction books. He has done some.
Did you say he did some comics?
Some comics as well.
Yeah.
Also some video games. So the man is busy. And
yeah.
He's taking some time out of his busy schedule to come talk to our little podcast. So I'm very excited about that. I've been reading this book. This is a really good one. I highly recommend this one.
So I'm seeing Hera and I'm seeing Kanan.
You are.
Right? So we know we're in somewhere in the Star Wars prequel or sequel area, right? After or like I guess between the original trilogy, right?
No, they were before.
Oh, right. This is after, right?
This is after Anakin,
right.
but before Luke.
Yes.
So Rebels took place then, and this is the prequel to Rebels.
Right.
So it was fun reading this now because obviously Rebels is done, watching all the Rebels. This is like Hera and Kanan meeting each other.
Great.
This
awesome.
Is how they meet each other.
It is that's definitely cool, too, because we do get to see a little bit of Kanan in Bad Batch. So we have a little of his beginning.
Yep.
We have a whole lot of the end, and now we need something in the middle. Right.
So. And speaking of our good friend Dave Filoni, he wrote the foreword to this book for him.
Wow.
So we could talk to him about that guy as well.
Rock on, man.
So we could talk, you know, we had Dave Filoni on this week. We'll have John Jackson Miller on next week, so it'll be really exciting.
John Jackson Miller, July 13th on our show. Make sure you catch it. It'll be wild.
Yep. July 13th, live on YouTube at 8 o'clock, and then, you know, on all your podcast providers after that.
Yes, indeed.
Do you have any other news for us?
No news. You know, just some stuff. Facebook stuff.
Let's end this news.
Let's end it.
We'll
Take
have
us
a
out.
Brief commercial. After the news, and then we'll get into all the stuff that's happening on our Facebook page right now.
Star Wars news.
And we're back.
Thank you for those messages. So yeah, Rob and I have been talking about this Facebook group. We have a really exciting Facebook group, and it's getting more exciting every day. I feel like we're getting a lot of people posting and asking questions. It's on Facebook. It's called Facebook, or it's at facebook.com/groups/sacredjeditexts.
Correct.
Again, facebook.com/groups/sacredjeditexts. So if you want to get in on the conversation with Rob and I, join us there, right? Come talk about Star Wars. Come post your goofy memes. Come ask us seemingly random questions, because a lot of them have produced an awful lot of chatter, right? The first one we want to talk about is something I put out today, or was it yesterday? I don't even remember, but
yesterday,
obviously we talked a little bit about my bike. I got a new bike. And I gotta say, she's a beaut and we want to name her, right? I want to try and get a decal that's got her name on it. We've gotten some really good,
good responses
on Facebook. Yes. I gotta say, I don't know how we're going to go about choosing the right one, because I think I have some favorites, but it's tough.
Well, it's going to come down to you. So, it's your bike. So even after, we go through all of the suggestions, you're going to be the one that's going to have to decide what we name it.
Wow.
So,
oh boy.
And I, of course, can't find that particular one. So I know there were some people who said to
name it. So I've got something right here. Let's see. All right. So here's some responses here. My buddy Max, band teacher out in Illinois, who I worked with. How you doing, Max? He had a couple good. He had the Executor. Right. That's a pretty darn good one. Tend to be four or any other Roman numeral. Right. We've had a couple people. Actually, Sammy has just suggested Slave One, which, of course, a couple people mentioned it. Jake said Slave One. I hear it's available.
Yes, it is available.
He also said Minock.
Minock.
I don't know that I want to name my bike after a blood-sucking, flying space
bird. That's just like a big face and mouth on it. Yeah,
he also said Crate, which isn't a bad one.
Crate's good. I like Crate.
I got to tell you, it's a real – I don't want to –
Shell said, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, Slave One is a great name. But here's the deal. It, one of my favorite ones, and I don't want to sound biased, but my wife had a great one.
Okay. Well, that's why you're married to her.
Red
you guys
Five.
Like, Red Five,
Red
yes.
Five is a great –
So Red Five was actually my guild name in old Star Wars Galaxies a long, long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, named after, of course – Luke Skywalker's call sign in A New Hope.
My bike is a beautiful shade of red with flames on it. Mm-hmm. I could just see a rebel symbol.
I like the aluminum falcon.
The aluminum falcon is good. That's our buddy Brian. Brian mm-hmm. Mentioned the aluminum falcon. My buddy Greg said the USS Enterprise, which, oh boy, I get it. Jeff said Scimitar.
Yes.
Since the color scheme reminds me of Maul, which is actually a really pretty yes. killer name too.
Or even what's the planet that Maul's Mustafar?
Well, Mustafar isn't the planet he's from. That's
That was the planet that Anakin was killed on, or not killed, but
no, he was killed, right?
He didn't have the higher ground. That's Darth Vader rose up on Mustafar.
That's gonna annoy me, man. If someone out there who is quicker on their feet and hasn't had a half of this beer, tell me what planet the Night Sisters are from. That's going to annoy me. Someone else said
Dantooine?
Not
Dathomir.
Dathomir. That's the one. Yeah, Dathomir. Gosh, how did I miss that one? All right, yeah, man, that was going to annoy me all day. Dan said Dr. Beverly Crusher, great.
That's a good one.
Come on, Beverly, we can make it.
Dr. Crusher, let's go.
Eric, our fellow podcaster, Ears Up alum, said to name it Glenn.
Glenn.
And he said people will see it on the side and ask if it's your name, and you can very seriously respond no. Then put on your sunglasses, turn around, get on the bike, and spray gravel everywhere as you tear off into the sunset. I really like that. I always like things that mess with people's brain.
They're like, wait, you just stole Glenn's bike.
That's right. That's Glenn's bike. Stop him. I always tell people if I ever had a child, I would want to name it something simple like Bob. Right?
Okay.
So I named them Steve, right? Like, Rob, you're my child. Your name is Steve, right?
Okay.
But I would spell it. B-O-B. Right? So, they went to, like school, and they had a substitute teacher. The teacher would go down the list, and they'd say, Bob, and they'd have to say, it's actually pronounced Steve.
Say Steve, please.
And then my child would forever hate me.
Right.
But, you know, you got to mess up kids somehow, right?
That seems funny.
Like a pretty innocuous
a good way.
But Glenn, all right. So, I don't know. Did you see any more? Those were a lot of pretty good ones.
Well, see, the problem was you posted it on like five different social media.
I did. I posted it everywhere, man.
So there's different answers on Instagram. There's different answers.
Oh,
if you go
Instagram.
Right to
I didn't even think about checking Instagram.
Right to our Bantha Milk Groups page, not just the Sacred Jedi text page, but Bantha Milk Groups page.
Right. All right. So let's see what some of the people said on Instagram. It looks like Johnny Jalopy wants me to name it Sweet Ride. I think he was probably just saying that it was a Sweet Ride.
I think he was just saying it was a Sweet Ride.
Listen,
yeah.
We've had Johnny Jalopy on the show, and if anyone wants to call my ride a Sweet Ride, I'm glad it's Johnny Jalopy.
It's Johnny Jalopy.
Because he knows a thing or two about Sweet Rides.
He knows about cool cars and cool rides.
Louie, a buddy of mine living all the way out in Nebraska, who I went to school with in Louisiana, he said, in the spirit of the latest Disney/Star Wars news, Nick's motorcycle.
There you go. Yeah. Which that's what fit right in with Boba Fett's starship.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I don't see why not. I have a question for you real quick. What do you call a pirate droid?
What do you call a pirate droid?
R2-D2.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, Rob.
I know.
That was something. Where'd you get that one?
We were doing, Cameron and Sherry were reading each other bad dad jokes yesterday. We went to get ice cream. So then I said, can you please tell me some Star Wars dad jokes so I can use them on the podcast?
Wow.
So don't worry.
So just get ready. There's more.
I have more.
Wow. This is quality content
that
right here.
That is quality content.
All right. Well, I got to say, that's tough.
Yes. So.
Do I got to choose right now?
I mean, maybe you can think about it a little bit more.
I'm going to think about it, I think. We'll see if I can get to it at the end of the show.
By the end of the show, because we did say on the show we were.
By the end of the show, I'm going to mull it around, but by the end of the show, we will absolutely have a name for my bike, and I'll get it emblazoned.
Maybe when Dave Filoni shows up, we can ask him what he thinks.
Listen, if Dave Filoni wants to christen my bike by smashing a cork full or a bottle full of champagne on the side of her, I'm going to let him do it.
You're all in for it, yeah. Why not?
I'm going to let him do it. Otherwise, though, we've had a lot of other fun Star Wars conversation in Sacred Jedi Texts. Rob started off a really good one. I didn't realize this was going to take off as much as it did. But Rob just out of the blue said, oh no, this is a different one. Hold on. We'll get to that one first. The first one Rob said was, what is the best parade of Star Wars?
Oh my goodness. So between my horrible spelling skills and autocorrect, I'm like... Like, I was supposed to type in parody, so I typed in what I thought was parody, and then it changed it to parade, and I was like, parody, there's an E on the end of it, that makes sense, that's perfect, let's go with it.
Yep, so Rob asked what our favorite Star Wars parade was, and I of course, was a smartass about it, and I posted a video of a 2015 Star Wars weekend celebrity motorcade parades. Mm-hmm. And I think your wife got in on the action too.
Yeah, she said Disney. She said Disney parades are my favorite Star Wars parades.
And then finally,
I'm surprised none of you caught on and did the running of the what's the guy, the ice cream maker guy. What was his name?
Oh, Wilrow
Hood.
Yeah,
running of Wilrow Hood.
That is a great Star Wars parade for sure. I'm partial to the one at the end of episode one, you know, when all the Gungans are playing their drums
yes,
and stuff
uh-huh.
and their horns.
Their horns.
But then, to his credit, Rob did change the spelling to another wrong spelling.
Another wrong word.
Parity.
Parity, yes.
Right. Finally.
And but, like, if you – the definition of parity is, like, the same thing.
Right.
So I was like, okay, this means the same thing. So I put that in there. I was like, perfect. Then Nick texts me again and goes, parody, you idiot.
I did not say you idiot.
Okay, it was implied. Let's put it
yes.
that way. So I finally got it up there. And then once people knew what I was actually trying to say, we got a lot out there, so it was nice.
Yeah, we got a couple people saying robot chicken, which is a classic. My wife said robot chicken. We had a couple people say robot chicken. I said Spaceballs because honestly, that is the measure by which I think you have to measure any Star Wars or science fiction parody.
Yes. I also liked the Family Guy.
Yeah.
The Family Guy parodies, they did maybe two of them. I think they did like
at
the
least
whole
two.
Original trilogy maybe, yeah. or maybe just, I forgot how they did it. But they did at least two different parodies of Star Wars using all the Family Guy characters. And I loved them as well. I thought they were very well done because Seth MacFarlane is a huge Star Wars fan. So he wasn't going to make a mockery of it. He was going to do it the right way. So
there's also Josh, our buddy Josh over on the page said the Pulp Phantom, which I hadn't seen before. It's a Pulp Fiction Phantom Menace Flash animation. If you're old enough to remember Flash animations.
Oh, wow.
Right? They don't make those anymore.
No.
From the early aughts. Which is actually pretty rad. There's also, if you're a fan of The Room, there's a Tommy Wiseau in Star Wars. Someone said Spaceballs sucked.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, oh, tell us how you really feel. And he was, what did he say? He didn't like the fact that they were making fun of, because he liked Star Wars so much, he didn't like the fact that they were making fun of Star Wars.
I mean.
But they were making fun of all space operas.
Yeah.
But that's what a comedy is.
It's a parody.
It's a parody. I mean, it was a parody.
It was an homage as much as it was making fun, I think. So.
I agree.
I mean, I'm about as big a Star Wars nerd as it comes, and I probably have seen Spaceballs just as much, if not more, than Star Wars,
yep,
if we're being honest.
I agree.
That same person also asked, does Rogue One count? I don't think it does. Oh, someone mentioned Galaxy Quest. That's not really a parody.
No.
But it's certainly...
That's kind of like is Firefly a parody, but it's
or
not.
Or Star Trek. It's more Star Trek, I think, than Star Wars.
Yeah.
With the beryllium spheres and all that. But, you know, it is what it
is. I think any new attempt at a science fiction world universe type thing will always be compared to Star Wars and Star Trek. So it's going to be really hard. Even like a... Talking about Seth MacFarlane, what's it, Orville or whatever? I think it's Orville. He has a TV series that was out on Fox, and it hasn't been canceled. It just hasn't. It's just been in like a long hiatus.
Okay.
But it was a really good Star Trek esque, Star Wars esque science fiction show. It was fun to me because. I would say it would be more like Star Trek than Star Wars because they spent most of the time just on one ship and stuff.
Right.
But they weren't as serious as Star Trek is very like very military, sure. Very serious. They were like you saw them drinking and you saw them like getting drunk and talking about dumb things as opposed to just all business the way Star Trek is very, very business oriented.
Everything except for like, you know, Deep Space Nine. I feel like Deep Space Nine was very space soap opera sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I can
had a
see
little
that
more
well.
Of interpersonal relationships, right. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
That garnered some pretty good conversation, I think.
It did.
Rob, you had a post that I thought that was great.
I also have a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Which program do Jedi use to open their PDF files?
Tell me.
Adobe One Kenobi.
Oh no! I think that YouTube just shut us down. I think we just got a violation.
I created a monster.
Oh no! Oh god! So Rob does some stuff that is not horrifying, and one of those was he asked the question: there are enough smart people in the group. Star Wars the musical, go! Right. So we had a lot of comments on. I might have commented like 7 times. I don't. Maybe even more.
So it was funny because it started out people talking about songs or scenes that would make a good musical compared to the Star Wars movies.
Right.
So it started off with like there has to be like sand creatures that what are they called?
Jawas.
Jawas. Yeah, maybe Jawas doing like a dance or something right. Like that. And I was like, I want to see Darth Vader opening scene where he's like, you know, cutting through people but dancing and singing and all at the same time would be pretty funny. And then it went to a whole different level
where it
just turned into parodies of musicals. So this was a lot of fun.
Yep. So we got some song titles here from my buddy Matt. That's No Moon in My Heart. Alderaan is Aldergaan. Rebelling Against the Love. Life has altered the terms of our deal. Vader's Lament. I like that one. We are the Senate, an ensemble showstopper. I really like that one. Alexander says there has to be a big Stormtrooper dance number, and he's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We also have Josh said Luke be a Jedi, right?
Luke be a Jedi tonight.
Luke be a Jedi tonight, right? We got guys and dolls going on, which is why I jumped in and said guys and droids.
Guys and droids.
Right, which Luke be a Jedi would be from. So Bill jumped in and said Camelot, Spamalot, maybe Hanalot.
Hanalot.
The Empire's New Groove. Jakku Boys. Right?
Jakku Boys,
Jakku Boys, uh-huh. I would watch it. That. My wife hopped in with Dark Side Story.
That's right? A good one, Dark
Not
Side Story, yeah.
A funny thing happened on the way to the Death Star. Loath Cats,
yes.
I liked that one. I don't think my wife, you know, my wife hasn't watched Rebels, so when I said that, she didn't get it.
Okay.
It's funny,
well,
I promise.
Also, which was also fun because, you know, there was a Loath Cat in The Mandalorian as well, but if you didn't watch Rebels, you probably didn't catch it. You just thought it was just some other
creature.
Just
a space cat, yeah. Right? We have La La Lando.
La La Lando.
This is all Alex in our group here. We have The Phantom of the Death Star. Mulan Rogue One. That's a pretty good one. The Wizard of Tatooine. Wookiee on the Roof. Let's see. Hello There, I guess as opposed to Hello Dolly.
Instead of Hello,
Hello
Dolly.
There.
Hello There.
Which is pretty good. Thoroughly Modern Mando.
Oh.
My Fair Leia. That's okay. Max out in excuse me, Illinois again. Thank you very much. This is I think my favorite one I made. Jar Jar Jinky Boots.
Jar Jar Jinky Boots, yes. That's a good one.
Mando of La Mancha. Mm-hmm. Bye Bye Boba.
Bye-bye
and
Boba.
Finally, by Matt again, Vades Town. Right? Nice Hades Town.
Hades Town, but Vades
Town.
Yes,
indeed, right? So, again, a lot of really interesting input on our Sacred Jedi Text group. We got a lot of creative folk out there who, and apparently a lot of musical theater listeners.
Apparently, yes.
Who knew, right?
Who knew?
So that was yet another of our Facebook group ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also had some stuff that we've had our fans ask some questions, right? So actually, I think just today, my buddy Reese, who's actually a musician and a saxophone player, he asked, what series/movie do you want to see made next? For him, it was Darth Nihilus. Now, if you don't know who Darth Nihilus is, Darth Nihilus was from Knights of the Old Republic 2. Very mysterious character. I believe they refer to him as a wound in the Force.
Okay.
Created after the Battle of Malachor, which, again, I don't know if is actually canon anymore or not, but that would be a very interesting, because there was this Sith triumvirate with Darth Kreia and Darth Nihilus and Darth... What was the third one? That's going to bum me out. If you remember who that third... I can see him right now. He had cracked skin and all this.
Mm, very handsome fella.
Yeah, very handsome fella for sure. So I would be definitely interested in a movie about that. You mentioned something, didn't you, Rob, in that thread?
Yeah, I said the Darth Plagueis book was really good because it was like the origin of Palpatine and Maul. And so it would be cool to see that...
Yeah, for sure.
Taking place.
And that book, again, that book I don't think is technically canon anymore, which is such a bummer, because it's so cool seeing those early things, and some of the, like, you know, the midichlorian stuff gets a little, you know.
Yeah,
but
I think
the story
Filoni
itself
is now,
cool.
Filoni's now combining a lot of things and pulling a lot of things out of legends and bringing it into canon, so
sure.
He could very well... do that as well.
Yeah, I would definitely love to see that. I'd love to see a Darth Revan story.
Yes.
Right? Darth Revan from Knights of the Old Republic 1, and I think it's only a matter of time, because that's, like, one of the most requested ones. And we are getting a Knights of the Old Republic remake, I believe.
Yes.
So that's a possibility. So we want to know what series or movie you want to see made, right? So you should let us know at BanthaMilkPodcast@gmail.com, or else go on Sacred Jedi Texts and ask
and
us.
Answer,
right?
And answer this question.
Another one of our members, Daniel. Daniel, I think, has asked a couple of questions. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
He asked if there are any cameos you hope don't show up in The Bad Batch.
Right.
Right. We haven't talked about The Bad Batch yet. We're going to give you a quick rundown of The Bad Batch here in a couple minutes. But he says, for him, it diminishes the specialness of Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, Yoda, Maul, and Vader to have them show up as cameos in yet another TV show. So I understand that.
Yes.
What do you think?
So I actually responded to it because I've said on this show numerous times that I did not want to see Boba Fett in The Mandalorian.
Right.
Because I didn't want it to be about Boba Fett. I wanted it to be about The Mandalorian. If you're going to make a new series, make it about a new person.
Right.
Then the way they did it, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved how Boba Fett was in it. He wasn't the focal point. He was in it just enough. And now he's getting his
and
own.
Launched him into his own thing.
Launched him to his own thing, yes. So I said as long as they do it in that aspect, then it would be okay. Like if Ahsoka came in or Obi-Wan came in, kind of the way they brought Rex in the past three episodes, they had Rex come in for an episode or two. I think it would be okay if they were in it short as a cameo.
Right.
Don't focus the whole episode around this person.
Sure.
Have this person be in it. Have this person help out. And then go on their way And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I think all the cameos we've gotten in The Bad Batch so far have made sense. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems shoehorned in.
Right.
This past couple of weeks, we got Cad Bane. That was an awesome cameo. Yes. And, you know, I'm sure every Clone Wars fan out there has been wondering what's been going on with Cad Bane.
Yep.
And is he still around? And so,
and even Fennec Shand.
Fennec Shand, yeah. You know, she was technically a cameo, even though she's a brand new character.
Right.
But it is cool that we get to see a little bit of her origin. Now, as we were watching, I was the entire time expecting for Boba to pop in. And I'm still thinking we're going to see Boba at some point, because they're talking a lot about Boba.
Okay.
But Fennec in one of the last episodes of The Mandalorian mentions this life debt she owes to Boba. Now, of course, Boba found her and, like, fixed her stomach up with those parts and stuff. But
yeah,
we don't know.
The guy that we hated shot right. her.
But we don't know why Boba did that. We don't know why Boba was even there with her. So
right.
there's a pretty good chance, I think, that there's more backstory to Boba and Fennec's relationship.
Okay.
That's my thought anyway. I could be completely wrong. I often am. But it's my show and I can say whatever I want.
And that's right. We have the microphone.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, so, Nick, I have a question for you.
Oh, here we go.
What is the name of the Gungan who became a taxi driver?
Tell me.
Car Binks.
Oh, boy.
That joke was just as bad as Jar Jar Binks was as a character.
Almost.
Almost,
yeah, it was
yes.
pretty rough. Oh, boy. yeah, you know, I really like cameos. I do. You know, fan service has its purpose.
I think we should have Jar Jar Binks cameo.
On our show?
On our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should come on.
I thought he was coming in next week.
Next
with our author.
Yeah, with John Jackson. Yeah. John, see now you made me. Yeah, John Jackson Miller. You made me panic for a second there. Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah, I like cameos. I've loved all the cameos we've gotten. I don't know that I'm hoping they don't do any cameos, but I am hoping they continue to handle the cameos the way they have been, because I think it's been doing great.
Well, there you go.
Thank you for that question, Daniel.
That's our answer to that question. Yeah.
So, again, we've had a lot of interesting convo going on in our Facebook group
yes.
here. So, we want to make sure you join in on that conversation. Facebook.com/group/SacredJediTexts. Join us.
Yep.
Come say hey.
So, it's listed as a private group, but really there's only three questions, and that just keeps all the riffraff out. And the questions
yeah,
are pretty simple.
Yeah, we try to keep the spam out.
Yeah, so please join. It's only private in the aspect of we just don't want anybody joining at all. So, we want you to have to answer a question to say that you really want to be there. And then, bam, you can join us with all these fun questions as well.
Yes, indeed.
All right, now I think are we up to the last part now, which
oh boy,
is the only Star Wars new stuff. Excuse me. That's going on is the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
So we just have a quick rundown of episode 7, 8, and 9. We're already up to episode 9.
So we're more than halfway through the first season.
Yep.
It's going strong.
Assuming
there's a second season, of course. So yeah, some really interesting stuff happening in these couple of things, and of course, we were just talking about cameos. The biggest, I guess, the first cameo we got here was that we got introduced to Rex.
Yes,
yet
in
again.
Episode 7, it was called Battle Scars, and
yes.
once again, I'll give you the IMDb review,
and I'm sure it's thorough.
It's very very thorough. As they traverse a decommissioned medical facility, the Batch encounters an unexpected threat.
Yeah, and I do love. It kind of reminded me of Jedi Fallen Order because they're like salvaging through these old wrecked ships. They mentioned it was a Venator class ship,
yep.
which they talk all about during the Clone Wars. So yeah, it was a really cool episode seeing them kind of slink through these old ships.
Yes. So like Mantel Mix from Ord Mantel. Oh, so they were eating the snacks were called Mantel Mix that, what's her name? Omega and Wrecker kept having after they
right.
finished every mission. They were called
right.
Mantel Mix.
Okay.
From Ord Mantel.
Interesting. So
which is
we can
on
presume
Star Wars Galaxies.
That I mean, I guess we should have presumed that, but just like there's like a Kellogg's and there's a ConAgra Foods, there's
mm-hmm.
also snack companies
snack
in
companies
a galaxy
all around
far
galaxy.
Far away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. When we first meet Rex, hood reveal.
Yeah, well,
the very popular hood reveal.
Oh yeah, because with a hood, it could be a Jedi. So you
it could be.
Hopes
so you don't
like,
know. So who could it be?
Mysterious figure.
So we see lots of hoods. So
another and the
hood
whole
reveal.
Big thing here, right? Which it had to come at some point was dealing with the chips, the inhibitor chips.
Right. Yes.
Right?
This whole episode was about Rex's chip acting up.
Yeah, and it's been coming. It's been coming.
Or not Rex's.
Wrecker. Right. Yeah, and it's been coming for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've known he's been having these headaches. He's been having these flashes of good soldiers follow orders.
Right.
And we did learn about Rex's chip, right? And that he had help getting it out.
Yes.
Right? So I think we can only assume that was Ahsoka, right?
Ahsoka, right. Ahsoka helped him find it because the machine, the same machine that they used to get it out in the Bad Batch was the machine that Ahsoka was trying to get it out of his, out of Rex's head.
Right.
But she couldn't find it with the machine until she used the Force to be able to sense where the metal was in his head. So then she was able to pinpoint in on it.
Yep.
But what's the tech?
Tech.
I'm really not a fan. Tech was able to use the same machine, but he, now that he knew this and he knew where to look and all that stuff, he was able to manipulate it so that they could find it better.
Interesting.
But Tech, like, we knew for 4 episodes, every time he went like this, he's like, oh, my head. We knew that it was the chip. Now, they knew there were chips in their heads, but Tech wasn't smart enough. The tech guy, the genius, couldn't figure out that he's getting these headaches because of this chip.
Yeah, it seemed pretty short-sighted for a guy who's supposed to be so smart about this stuff.
Yeah, so I was like, come on, dude.
We also, did we learn that episode that Omega does not have a chip?
Yes, she said that she didn't have one.
And we also learned that Omega is pretty much just like Boba.
Yes.
Right, so essentially Omega is like Boba's sister.
Right.
Younger sister.
So we find out that she is a first generation unaltered clone, just like Boba, whose original tag or name was Alpha.
Right, right.
So he was Alpha. She's Omega. So what happened to Beta, Theta, Seta,
all in between
there? Where were all the rest of those?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I took some notes as usual. Able to take out to him. Okay. Oh, this is what I liked. They took Wrecker's chip out, and then they waited till he woke up, make sure everything was okay, and then they
and
go.
And had the small girl try and wake him up too, by the way.
Yeah. go ahead. Go poke him.
Yeah.
But then they're like, okay, now that that worked, now we just need to take the rest of our chips out. So they were like, we're not going to do anything to us until we make sure that Wrecker's okay.
Yep.
Which made me laugh.
But that Wrecker scene was pretty wicked, man. So they made Wrecker, him terrifying.
So it was kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah.
It was all, like, I was waiting for him to just start yelling red rum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I felt it was like from The Shining. Like
Wrecker's this, like, in the show, he's big, but like, he seems so goofy and affable and like, and then the switch turns on and you're like, oh man, this guy's terrifying.
Question, did you think that when when they took the chip out, you're a big Simpsons fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting it to be kind of like when Homer took the crayon out of his nose
and he became a genius. I completely forgot. That's great.
So,
oh, man.
So they take the ship out and suddenly he's a genius.
He's the new tech.
He's
now
the
he's
new
like,
tech.
I can't believe you didn't know this was giving my headaches, man.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
And
oh, boy.
Last but not least for this episode, Rex, there's rumors, there's people saying that Rex is the guy that was at the Battle of Endor.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's a guy. If you watch the movie, there's a guy in the Battle of Endor who's like a
Nick Saint.
He's got a big white beard. And he's kind of bald, and he does resemble Rex.
Right. So I did some research because when I was watching, what's his name? John? No, not John. Ryan Aries things, and he said, "Oh, and Rex is this guy," and he had a picture of Nick Saint.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is he? So then I did some research, and Dave Filoni said he could be old enough to be that guy, and he was trying to lean him in that direction.
Right.
But he didn't want to change canon characters himself.
Right.
So while he was hinting at it for a little while, he then said no. Mm. So apparently, Nick Saint and Rex are not the same person.
Interesting.
But there are plenty of people out there who say that they are. So there we go.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. At the end of this episode, don't we have a Sarlacc sighting?
Do we?
Doesn't Wrecker fall? He's trying to climb up a rope, right? At some point?
Oh,
or is that the second episode?
And it's not a Sarlacc. It was the thing that was in the garbage chute.
Are you sure?
Yeah. and I didn't write down
because we
it
got
was.
A big view of this wide gaping mouth with spike sort of circly things. We're gonna have to double look.
We're gonna have to
look
go back
into
that
because
that,
I really
yeah.
I saw that thing and I went, "Are we finally seeing another Sarlacc? A different Sarlacc?" So I'm gonna have to, if you caught that and you're listening, let me know, Doug. If you're listening out there, Doug, be my guy. Let me know at the end of, during one of these episodes when Wrecker falls and almost gets eaten. Is that a Sarlacc? Because I thought it was.
Okay.
He was about to experience 10,000 years of agony, apparently.
Yes.
Maybe. We'll
maybe.
See. But okay. Anyway, we so jump from there into episode, what, 8?
Episode 8, halfway which is called point. Reunion.
Yeah.
The batch finds themselves cornered on a treacherous terrain.
Yeah, so they were, man, this is the one where Crosshair comes and,
yes.
and drops in on them, right? That was pretty wicked the way that Crosshair was going to deal with them.
Yes.
Man, I didn't quite understand what was happening until he's like sparked that engine. They're all sitting inside of this giant engine.
Right, trying to hide.
Crosshair's got him cornered, and then all of a sudden the engine turns on, and it's like, oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So that was very, very scary because you thought, oh, no. And then they had to like slide through the engine to get away, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the planet that they were on was Baraka.
Baraka, which is a planet from Jedi Fallen Order.
Correct.
Yes, indeed.
And the costumes that you saw in the beginning, the hoods and stuff that they were wearing, were the same costumes that are in Jedi Fallen Order as well.
Rock on. Wow.
So he's
bringing
that stuff.
I didn't even catch that. I didn't even catch that it was on Baraka. Yeah, Baraka is the starting planet for Jedi Fallen Order where Cal Kestis is a scrapper. And so
right.
that makes sense because Baraka is basically
And they were talking about the... And whatever
the
scrapper
scrap guild, right?
guild that he was in was on there as well.
Yep.
So
I'm wondering, all right, let's think of the time here. There's a chance Cal Kestis is on that planet at that point.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, so he could
it's
have
after
been
Order
there.
66.
Yeah, he could have been there at the same time. Somewhere he could be running around being one of those scrapper guys.
Ooh, I wonder if we're going to see Cal at all in
Well, I think they leave. Maybe we'll see him if they go back or something like that. But
yeah, but he's in hiding at this point, so I doubt there's much of a chance he'd do anything that would
right.
bring attention to
attention
to him.
To himself, yeah. And this is the first episode that we see Cad Bane.
That's right. Yeah, man.
Yes.
They did cool things with him. He's still just as awesome as he always was.
Yes. So he was based on Lee Van Cleef, who's the bad guy in all the Clint Eastwood movies.
Right.
So he's not based on Clint Eastwood, but he is based on Lee Van Cleef. So he was really cool. I guess this would be a cameo, would be Cad Bane. I did like seeing him coming in and with his big hat and all that stuff, and very, very Western. Every
really
time
confident.
He was in a
yeah.
scene, it was a very Western, tropish scene. With
That duel with him and Hunter.
Yep.
Yeah,
and I thought Hunter was going to win. I was like, oh, maybe Hunter will get him first.
So we know now Cad Bane is a faster draw than even an altered clone.
Yes.
So that's pretty
that's
intense.
That's how intense Cad Bane is there. More of this episode is all about the Empire getting away from clones.
Yep.
Because our Kamino friends are basically getting paranoid at this point. They're getting a little bit scared. They're wondering, like, we're going to lose our job. Their whole life is built on, you know, making weapons for war. And now the Empire is saying, we're not going to use your weapons anymore.
Yep.
So now they're trying to figure out what to do next.
And the big thing, too, is they definitely want to eliminate Omega. Even the Kaminoans want to eliminate Omega, but... What is it? Malasu? Is that her name? Balasu?
So, Lamasu. And Namase.
Right. Lamasu is the one that cares about
right.
Omega. And she was she hired Fennec.
She winds up hiring. She's the one we find out hired Fennec.
Right. In order to stop them from killing.
Right. Her. Where Namase wants to get Omega to use her.
To get the M count, right?
To get the M count.
They right. talk a lot about extracting what you need and then mm-hmm. and then terminating the clone.
So they've done everything except for say that she is force sensitive or
right.
capable of force whatever.
And then when Fennec interacts with Omega, doesn't it seem very clear that they're in like a Palpatine cloning facility?
Yes.
Right? Like
yes,
those are very they almost look like giant aliens flying
yep.
floating in that same goo that
and
Snoke was
in. It was
floating
the green
in.
Nasty
yeah.
goo that Snoke was in instead of the nice clean Kaminoan blue goo that all the clone troopers are in.
And it's also the same sort of green goopy sort of stuff that was in The Mandalorian when they visited a cloning facility
yes.
there.
Yes. So all you can think maybe this was like first generation clone, because the buildings also looked very similar to Kamidoan buildings and stuff. So this could either be first generation, or this could be Empire trying to do the same thing so that they don't need, like, Palpatine doing this on the side, because, and that's why he needs her, so that he can make the clone Snoke and all that good stuff.
And it's the difference, I think, and if you, like, read the books and stuff, there's this whole talk about Sith alchemy, right? And so it's the difference, I guess, between, like, the Kamino cloning, which is probably very biological, and the Sith alchemy, where you know, we get Snoke and stuff, which probably is a lot more almost like religious and ritualistic. There's still probably plenty of science involved, but Sith alchemy is sort of like a big thing. It'd be interesting to see if we get a little more of that, maybe in an Ahsoka book or in the Ahsoka show or something.
Yeah.
The Acolyte, which is a show we're supposed to be getting, right? So. We'll see.
So, yeah, so she was seeing all this green goo and all that good stuff. Omega also was asking a lot of questions in either episode 7 or episode 8. Oh, it was this one, episode 8, because she's looking out the front window of the ship, and she's seeing the mass destruction from the Clone Wars, because the Clone Wars was such a big war.
Yep.
She was like, what was it like? Like, what did it feel like? And she was asking, like, human questions.
Right.
Like, how did you feel? What did it make you feel like? And they were answering very, you know, militaristic, robotic almost.
Right.
Like, this is what we had to do. And she was like, yeah, but how did that make you feel? So she's almost teaching them to be more human, and they're teaching her to be more militaristic.
Sure.
So it's interesting the way that they're helping each other out. And I didn't even think about it until I saw it on Ryan Airy's post. But he said, because they're clones, their growth rate is accelerated.
Right.
So while they look to be in their 20s or 30s, they're actually like teenagers.
Right.
So they don't really understand the world, and now they're also like on their own.
Yep.
So they really don't understand the world as well as the age that they look. That, you know, they're not that age.
Yep.
You know, they're very premature, basically.
It's also cool that they're not necessarily making Omega the damsel in distress. Like, obviously, she's like the MacGuffin that everyone wants to get, and they have to protect her. But, like, she, in a fight, they're having her hold her own. She's got her bowcaster. She's using it well. And that was, I think, part of the growth of all the characters at the beginning of this. They saw her as this kid that they had to keep away.
Right.
And she never felt like part of the team. And now she's part of the team.
Yeah.
She goes with them on their events, and she takes part in the fights. And it's cool to see that.
Yes. And then, so that was pretty much, I mean, we're doing super fast rundowns here. And then episode 9 was called... Bounty Lost. The Batch embark on a rescue mission.
They sure do.
Because at the end of episode 8, Omega has been captured by Cad Bane.
Yep.
And then in episode 9, Cad Bane and Fennec reunite in a nice battle, because they both want them. We're trying to figure out who hired both of them, and that's when we find out that...
Yeah, again, my thought was, and I thought this was like a Mandalorian tie-in. I was like, all right, these are two bounty hunters on the same bounty for the guild, Cad Bane got it first, right?
Yeah.
So the rule is it's taken, but that's not the case.
That's
it's two different bounties.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like they just gave out a whole bunch of bounty pucks and said first one gets it.
Yep.
So Lama Sue wants her safe, and she hired Fennec Shand, and then Namase hired Cad Bane. Toto, the robot, Cad Bane's robot.
Yes.
He was voiced by Seth Green.
Really?
Yeah, which is where the Seth Green tie-in comes in.
Right.
And this is just another episode of droids being treated badly. Like,
yeah, he got his leg knocked off,
and
she jumped on him and just
squashed him, and he used his leg as a cane at one point.
But he was kind of a jerk.
He was kind of a jerk, yeah. But he it was almost like a battered wife type thing. He didn't mean to say that to me.
Yep.
He didn't mean to be that mean to me.
He does not have a healthy relationship.
No,
with
not
Cad
at
Bane.
All. No, him and Cad Bane do not have a very healthy relationship.
They could stand some therapy sessions. Couples counseling.
Couples counseling for the two of them.
Yeah.
Lama Sue, they're both battling for Omega. Why do they want her? They want her for different reasons. The third one that was there, Her name was Tung Wei, and that was the person that Obi-Wan, when he took his tour in episode 2, maybe, he met with her. And it was the same voice actor both times.
Yeah, all right,
so
rock on.
Yeah, so until they killed her. So then
in which case,
now she's out of a job. She's
poor gal.
Yeah, 20 years in between, she's now doesn't have to have any more jobs. And then this is the episode we find out that Omega is purely unaltered copy of Jango Fett, just like Boba. But my question to you: if she's a purely unaltered clone of Jango Fett, how is she a girl? That I don't understand.
I don't know how. I mean, so unaltered, when they say unaltered, with Boba, it meant it's a clone and it doesn't have the same aging thing.
Right. He wasn't enhanced at all.
Right. He was just so maybe that's what they mean in that it was just a pure genetic. But again,
so
we've seen millions and millions of clones and we've never seen a single female clone until Omega. So there's definitely something different about Omega.
Do you think she was cloned from somebody else, or do you still think that she was a direct replacement from Jango Fett?
That's a good question. I mean, if she was cloned, I mean, I guess the whole, there's that theory out there that she's a clone of Palpatine, right?
Right. That was one of the, going along with the green goo and all that good stuff. That she's.
So no one, they've called her a clone. They've never called her a clone of Jango Fett, right?
And they said in this episode that she's a pure, unaltered copy. And I think people are leaning into a pure, unaltered copy of Jango Fett.
But did they ever specifically say that?
I don't know if they specifically said of Jango Fett.
Interesting.
So if that's the case, then there's somebody else who looks just like her running around who would be a girl, but I don't know. So that was the thing that stumped me, was if she was a pure, unaltered clone, then she should be the same gender.
If we have any geneticists out there who are listening, if Sammy's, you could please explain this to us.
Sammy's, I'm pretty sure you're a geneticist. So if you're still watching us on the YouTube, can you
give us a thorough and annotated list of why that makes sense?
Yes,
and
it'll please. Be great.
But yeah, so that's, I think that was pretty much, I mean, we at the end of it, we know that the Bad Batch goes ahead and saves the day and off they go, right?
Yep, and then they're off, and at the very end, he says, "You're never gonna have to go back to Kamino. We're not gonna let that ever happen."
I bet it does.
I bet it does as well. I've never say never if there's anything that I. But they will do whatever they can to protect her, which means she'll get kidnapped again, and then they'll save her again, and whatever. So we're halfway through the season. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy says that apparently they're not a geneticist. Sorry, Sammy. I mean, I don't.
All right, fine.
Somehow we thought that maybe you had a PhD in genetics and microbiology and Kamino and cloning. But
yeah,
it must have been someone else in Nerdopolis, I bet.
maybe it was Tack.
Must have been Tack.
I think Tack is the...
Tell Tack to listen to us next time so we can get the lowdown on genetics. But
yes.
Man, all right. It's been a...
Hold on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The name of the bike. You said you were going to come up with it by the end of the show.
But Dave didn't get here.
Dave is running late, and we're already an hour in, so we're going to have to
push him again?
Yeah, we're going to have to push him back again.
Sorry, Dave. Yes. Listen, guys, I don't want to seem like that guy, and there have been some really great, great stuff.
Oh, I got it. I got it for you. Here you go. So what did Yoda ride as a kid?
Tell me.
A do-cycle, because there is no try. So I think you need to call it the Dew
cycle. Oh my
God! It's got to be the Dew cycle.
No, honest to goodness, it's a great effort, Rob, and everyone had some really great input. And this has nothing to do with the fact that she's my wife. I promise. I honestly think that my favorite of them all is Red 5. That I can just see Red 5 with a nice Rebel logo right on the gas tank.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to name the old bird Red 5.
Okay, well, there we go. It has been stated.
It has been. So it has been said, so and it so has it shall been be said. Done, right?
Nick's
so,
bike is named
Red 5.
Red 5.
Standing by.
Oh, wait, hold on. Your wife's calling me. She said, if you didn't name it Red 5, don't come home. So there we go.
All right, there it is.
So that's it right there. I do have one more question for you. Is BB hungry?
I don't know. Is BB hungry?
No, BB-8.
Oh, boy. Listen, y'all. I promise you, if he does this again next time, I'll just start throwing stuff at him. Just like little pieces of paper.
Works for me. Look, if you're going to stump me with hard trivia questions, then I'm going to fill your brain with a dumb joke.
I think that's 100% fair.
Sammy's was laughing at something. I don't know which it was.
Probably
if
talk.
She was laughing.
Probably talk coming in and helping us out with genetics here. But gosh, man, another episode in the books. It's been a good one, man.
It has been.
Go help us out. Your input on Sacred Jedi texts is great. It's awesome stuff, and we love to talk about what our listeners want us to talk about. So if you have any questions for us, if they're crazy questions, if they're honest questions about the story, you want to get our opinion on where we think things are going, ask. We have a lot of really active members in our group that really like to sink their teeth into these things.
And don't forget, the 13th, have John Jackson Miller. So if you have any questions for John Jackson Miller, send them to us, and we'll try and get them all in there.
Be on the lookout. We're going to be posting on Facebook, looking for your input, looking for questions you might want to ask. So you can check us out on our Instagram, our Facebook, in the Facebook group, email us, whatever you got to do. Keep in touch.
Yes. Do it all. Sammy says this was a good episode. So thank you, Sammy's.
We had
a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, we always love it when people join us live. Yep.
Thanks for joining us live and having fun with us. And I hope to see you in Star Wars Galaxies on Sunrunner 2.
That's right. Yeah, check them out.
Check us out on Sunrunner 2. I think that's all we have. So I think, Nick, this is your job now is to...
Hold on.
Yeah.
We have spoken.
We have spoken.